Hello, welcome to our today's e-learning. This is English language for JS3 LSEN students, Oyibo Rivers State. I am your English teacher, Mrs. Emeka. Our topic today is simple, complex, and compound sentences. Simple, complex, and compound sentences. Before we proceed, I would like us to go back, set our mind on the types of sentences which we have learned both in our JS1, 2, and even second term JS3. You learn different things about sentences in English language. We learned that a sentence is a group of words correctly joined together to make a sense or a complete thought. We equally learned that a sentence can be used to perform different functions, such as asking questions. And this noun calls for the type of sentence known as interrogative sentence. For example, what is the problem? Also, a sentence can be used in making requests, which calls for the type of sentence called imperative sentence. For example, please pass the servant. Again, a sentence can be used in giving a command, performs the function of giving a command. And this noun refers us to the same type of sentence called imperative sentence again. For example, sit down. Sit down there. And lastly, a sentence can be used to express feelings like joy, pain, surprise, or fear. And this will lead us to the type of sentence called exclamatory sentence. For example, what a wonderful day. But what we should understand is that all these type of sentences mentioned here are types of sentence according to in functions. According to what? Functions. They can be identified as types of sentence according to function. That is interrogative sentence, imperative sentence, exclamatory sentence, and other ones. Then, for today's lesson, which is simple, complex, and compound sentences, there are types of sentences according to what? Structure. Types of sentences according to structure, that's formation. Before we proceed, we probably want us to remember that a sentence have different components. We talked about components of a sentence, that is the subject and the predicate. The subject and the predicate. The subject being the person or the thing being talked about in a sentence, while the predicate refers to the or what is said about the subject. For example, the boy kicked the ball. The boy kicked the ball. The subject is the boy. Kick the ball is the predicate. Then further, we can equally divide these predicates into smaller components. The predicates can further be divided into smaller components, as in verb and objects. So in the sentence, the boy kicked the ball, the boy being the subject, kicked is the verb, while the ball is the object. Now, let's proceed. In this lesson, however, we take a look at the structure or form of sentences in the English language. Structure and form of sentences in English language, which are three in number, which brings about the three basic types of sentences: simple, compound, and complex sentences. Then, what is a simple sentence? A simple sentence simply is a type of sentence that expresses a single thought or statement. A simple sentence expresses just a single word, thought, or statement. It just has only one clause and one final verb. It has only one clause and one final verb. What do we mean by final verbs? Final verbs are forms of verbs that are limited by person or number. Forms of verbs that are limited to by what? Person or number. For example, he goes to market every day. He goes to market every day. The verb goes is a final verb because it can only be used with singular subjects, that is singular nouns, and the third person singular pronouns, he, she, and it. They are just limited to such words, subjects. That is why it is called a final verb. So, coming back to our explanation of simple sentence, we said that it only has one clause and one final verb and expresses just a single thought and or statement. For example, the boy flogged the brother. The boy flogged the brother. The prefect rang the bell. The prefect rang the bell. My sister ate the meat. My sister ate the meat. His father was ill. His father was ill. My mother is a teacher. My mother is a teacher. When you look at these five sentences, you can find that they are just expressing one word, single thought, and they just contain one final verb each. Okay. To help you to understand this better, think of those things you do, or what you did yesterday, or what you have been doing throughout this lockdown. And discuss it. Describe the things you did yesterday or the things you have been doing by following this pattern, like I washed my clothes yesterday, I swept our house this morning, I prepared the food this morning, I fetched water in the evening, yesterday evening. All these things are just expressing one thought and contain just one word to expressions or one idea. These are examples of words, simple sentences. Upstairs students, I hope you are getting me. Okay, let's go to the second one, the compound sentence. A compound sentence expresses two or more statements or thoughts. I hope you are getting the difference. A compound sentence expresses two or more statements or thoughts. Why simple sentence expresses a single thought or statement? Compound sentence expresses two or more statements or thoughts. A compound sentence has two or more clauses. Remember, simple sentence has only one clause. Why a compound sentence has two or more clauses? And two or more final verbs. Why simple sentence has one, just one final verb? Then the clauses in the compound sentence are usually linked together. They are linked, that's joined together by coordinating conjunctions. Remember, we have different types of conjunctions. We have coordinating, subordinating, and correlatives. So the coordinating conjunctions like and, but, and, are used to join these clauses, these two or more clauses that make up a compound sentence. Other words that can be used to join these clauses are in a compound sentence are words like neither, to, either. In a compound sentence, clauses are linked so that each clause still retains its own identity and independency. None is relying on the other. Example of a compound sentence: the girl washed the place. The girl washed the place and the boys washed the car. The girl washed the place and the boy washed the car. These are two different thoughts. Two thoughts joined together with a coordinating conjunction and. The first thought, the girl washed the place. And the second one, the boys washed the car. Secondly, he slept on time, but he woke up late. He slept on time, but he woke up late. But is used to join two of them. Nkechi will repair the shoes or buy new ones. Nkechi will repair the shoes or buy new ones. Is used there. Tonye spoke well, but her opponent spoke even better, and then she lost the debate. We have two coordinating conjunctions there, but and what and. That is to say, there are three, more than two clauses there, two ideas. Chinwe was washing the place, and Ibe was two. Chinwe either washed the plate or ironed the clothes. Chinwe either washed the plate or ironed the clothes. Chinwe neither washed the plate nor ironed the clothes. So there are some things we have to find out from these sentences. One, when to use and, but, are, two, either, or, neither, nor. Since all of them can be used in a compound sentence, to form a compound sentence, when are we to use all these? Number one, and is used to join two sentences that are closely related. When the two sentences are closely related, use what? And. For example, Ike came first and Ibe came second. Ike came first, but Ibe came second. So we use and Ibe came second. We use and because the two sentences are closely related. They are talking about the order of coming, of their coming. Secondly, but, the coordinated conjunction but is used to express contrast. To express what? Contrast. What do we mean by contrast? When something happens in a way that is not expected, you did not expect it to happen. There is always a targeted desire, but when it does not take that route, it's a contrast to what you have was targeted. For example, okay, worked hard, but he failed. Okay, worked hard. Someone that worked hard, the desire, the target is that the person will pass. Then having that, hearing that he failed, is a contrast to working hard. That is why but is used. The next one is are. Are is used to express idea that only one of the possibilities is obtainable. An idea that only one of its possibilities is what? Obtainable. For example, you can sleep in the room or you can go to the guest house. You can sleep in the room or you can go to the guest house. So only one of the possibilities is obtainable. It's either you do this or that. That's when we use are. Next one is to. This is used when the action of the second sentence is the same as that of the first sentence. When the action of the second sentence is the same as that of the first sentence, you use word to show that they are the same. For example, Bita was sleeping and Gambo was too. Bita was sleeping and Gambo was too. Next one is either or. This is used to join two simple sentences or clauses that are or that express a choice between two things. When there is a choice between two things, you use either or. For example, either Ngozi broke the plate or Nkechi did. Either Ngozi broke the plate or Nkechi did. Then the last one, neither nor, is the negative equivalent of either or, just the opposite of it. When two clauses with neither in the first or nor in the second are two clauses with neither in the first or nor in the second are like two negative clauses joined by and. For example, Chinwe neither lies okay nor wants to be his friend. This simply means that Chinwe does not like okay and Chinwe does not want to be his world's friend. I hope you are with me, all sense students. Okay, the next one is complex sentence. That's the third one. Complex sentence. A complex sentence is a sentence that is made up of at least one main clause. A sentence that is made up of at least one main clause and one or more subordinate clauses. And one or more subordinate clauses. The subordinate clause is usually joined to the main clause by a subordinating conjunction, like although, because, before, when, if, as, after, unless, why. The main clause usually comes before the subordinate clause, but sometimes the subordinate clause comes first, depending on the structure. For example, she cleaned while he washed. The main clause is that she cleaned. While he washed is the subordinate clause. Remember, subordinate clause is the same thing as what? Dependent clause. While main clause is the same thing as independent clause. The subordinate clause cannot stand on its own and make a sense without the main clause. It relies, its meaning relies on the what? Main clause. Another example. They arrived when she was sleeping. They arrived when she was sleeping. They arrived. And then the other one, when she was sleeping. Next one is, she fell asleep because she was tired. She fell asleep, main clause, because she was tired, subordinate clause. She goes wherever he goes. She goes wherever he goes. I hate to disappoint you. I hate to disappoint you. So in the examples now, these examples, the main clauses express a complete thought and are independent. That means they can stand on their own. They don't rely on anybody, on anything to give their meaning. In contrast, the subordinate clauses depend on the main clause in order to express a complete thought, in order to give their complete word meaning. So what are we trying to explain? In summary, we are meant to understand that we have three types of sentences according to structure. That's formation, how sentences are formed, structure of a sentence. The one is simple sentence, which is a type of sentence that contains or expresses just a single thought or statement, and it has only one clause and one final verb. Then second one is a compound sentence, which is a sentence that expresses two or more statements or thoughts, and because of this, it has two or more clauses and two or more final verbs. Because there are two or more clauses and two or more final verbs, they are joined together. These clauses are joined together using coordinating conjunctions like and, but, and, or. And other words like either, neither, and to. And we went so far to identify when to use each of these words, linking words, words that can be used to join these clauses. Then the last one, complex sentence, is a sentence that is made up of at least one main clause and one or more subordinate clause. Here, subordinate clause comes in, but in this compound sentence, we don't have subordinate, we just have two main clauses. So here, we have one main clause and one or more subordinate clauses, which can now be joined together with what? Subordinate conjunctions, although, because, before, when, if, as, after, unless, why. Thank you and God bless you. Stay safe. This is your English teacher, Mrs. Emeka, Olsen Secondary School.